Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hour 1 of Old School. Jay Foreman, he's going to bounce in about 15 minutes, but we're going to let him free and loose here to tell us what kind of the state of the union.
I think it's good, man. I think, look, decisions made, you know, I mean, here's at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you just always try to peel it back to the very beginning, 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. Okay, it was the king is coming home and all that stuff, and things went awry. And you know, the process started. You know, Trev came in, he got hired, and things kind of rolled. And so here we are now. There's never enough self reflection, right? And it's even for the decision makers that may be hired for us, maybe didn't do enough of their research, right? How would you deal with being back at home? It's even in the draft process. I remember when the Vikings were interviewing me. They didn't ask me anything about winning national championships, what my 40 was, anything like that. The biggest thing they were asking me is like, you know, dude, you know, you grew up here. Can you stay focused and stuff like that? And I was like, fortunately for me, a lot of my friends were off doing other stuff, you know, in different states and stuff. You know, there's a lot of things. It's no different than, you know, rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins getting drafted by, I think, the Commanders or whatever they were, the Washington football team at the time. Mm-hmm. How do you handle it? So, you know, there's plenty of fault how we've gotten here. But now we're here. We hired Trev to do a job. Whether you like the decision, whether you like it, don't like it, or indifferent, waiting to see, I don't know what any other description could be, the decision is made. I do know people that have worked with him. To a T, said your program is going to be in a better place. It is because he wants to coach. And when the person I know who I trust completely is like, look, he's aware of his surroundings. He knows how to work the microphone, but he knows what to do, not to do. He'd been in the business, dude. He had to walk on and do all the other stuff. Now, is there things I'd like him to do? Sure, but I'm not getting paid. Dude. I'm not even over there. I ain't even having a conversation with him. I think I could, if I had a conversation with him, I could maybe appeal to him and maybe give him a different perspective, you know, or whatever. But that's not. I mean, that's not where I'm at. You know, he's got essentially. You know, a free reign. He's got a long, you know, long tenure here. He's, you know, he said he's, you know, he wants stability for his family and his kids, you know, which is, you know, commendable in his part, you know, whereas, you know, when you look at his resume, he, you know, very early in his, like, I guess you call it familyhood, they've had to pick up and go the opportunity. So right now I think it's a good opportunity for him to kind of really put a staple in it. He's a big program, and this is by far his biggest job. His biggest challenge, and he knew that, you know, getting on the plane. And so I don't see anything wrong with it, you know. And you know, yeah, it was a long process. I mean, it was, you know, almost 80 days, but you know, that's during the season. So, you know, I think he's a worker. I'm sure he's kind of been through this before. I don't think by no means as much as you can compare and look at the Temple and Baylor success, you can't. This place ain't either. All right. So next year, depending on how the things shake out, the expectations obviously can't be 12-0 or whatever, but you could expect, you know, winning six games.
When someone
or at least
said,
I do. That's just me.
Well, I mean,
and that's being. I mean, that's dude. That's hard for me to even like throw up on the microphone to say I'm at Nebraska. We want to win six games because I'm a firm believer that we should have won 15 more games than we 15 more games we had in the last 4 years. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. But what he's going to do, or what I've heard, or what I think he's going to do, is demand and get the most out of everybody. You might not like it, but you need it. So if you don't like it, the option isn't to leave, it's to figure it out. Because if you really want to play football, then you about to play some football. If you really think you about to work and you think you a dog, well, you about to work and we about to see if you a real dog. It ain't going to be a lot of the phone no more.
Do you think that the players that currently exist on this roster are willing to go to the other side of the bridge with Matt Rhule?
I think the ones that like that are really down to play football will. At the end of the day, it don't matter. Either you want to get down or you don't. He's the coach, dude. Like this is the problem. Nobody cares about your feelings when you play sports.
Well, but I mean, we're talking about being able to get players to buy into whatever it is you're pushing,
right?
Especially in year one, especially in the time where there's no payoff for the hard work that's going to be required, right?
Right.
And you don't know what the numbers are. Like, to me,
the numbers are what?
The biggest part of the Matt Rhule question for me is getting the number of players that are going to work the way he wants and needs for players to work. Where do you get to say that you're going to become a line of scrimmage dominant team? Is a statement out loud that somehow you feel like you can go and get some magical number 10, let's say 10, let's say 12, offensive and defensive linemen that are above the level and caliber that you currently have in order for you to play Big Ten football and be successful to win, as you said, six games or more?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to get – it's not going to be a finished product next year by no means, but – how are you going to get guys to buy in? It's either you're going to get down in the process as buying in, or you're not. And you either an adaptable athlete and adapt to what's going on, or you can go try to figure it out somewhere else.
Well, I mean, but that's
because it's not conditional anymore. See, it's been too much conditioned. Like, it's been when I start hearing like media guys talking about, well, they like the coach, bump that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hear that anymore.
Right.
Now, I was really concerned when you hear that they hated the coach, but you got to respect the coach. And how you respect the coach is going to demand of you what he wants, and then anything that is reciprocated back and forth, he's going to do what he says. Now, you might not like it in the short term, right? He might be all up in your junk. He might tell you you need to get leaner. He might say you need to lose 15 pounds. He might say you can't miss class, that you can't miss meetings. Why aren't you watching film extra? You might not like that, right, when you get in the car. You might tweet some subliminal tweets or whatever, but that short-term pain is better than the 4 or 5 years regret you've been living. And if you don't want to make that sacrifice, then you just ain't gonna be around here.
How do you go and change offensive and defensive lines in this day and age in a short period of time to turn? And you said
it ain't a short. He got 8 years.
Okay,
he got 8 years.
So
this ain't short.
He got
a runway from here to Des Moines.
Well, but you just said a thing that for a Husker fan base that is PTSD to no end. They don't have 8 years.
Oh, I'm not saying that it's going to be 4 years and we still sit, you know, shelling out four wins. I'm just saying next year ain't going to be the finished product that you're seeing. You should be seeing incremental. You should see like, okay, I see what he's doing.
So if next season isn't the end all be all, then why did you make changes?
That's not even a legitimate question.
Okay, so
because you
won four games this year and it wasn't good enough, and then you immediately commit long term to a situation that doesn't guarantee you win more than four games next year. Is that a fair statement?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's just with any. That's with any new hire, though.
What's next year going to look in your mind? What does next year look like?
I mean, it's going to be a different team. Just depends on who's around. Depends on what they do at quarterback or what type of – I mean, they don't even have the staff, so you can't really, you know, realistically
– Let's make – again, these are the fighting foremans, right? But what's acceptable when to you?
But the coaching move, what he's doing, or what he did, I'm assuming, I can't speak for Trev, but I'm just going off what everything he said, rinse and repeat from September, 11th to November 28th, is that he wanted to, one, he's going to build the program.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he's going to be a worker, detail-oriented. You're going to be a physical team along the line. So that's just a process that you go. They got to go recruit and change the way that they practice,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah.
So what you're going to see next year might not be what you saw last year, but what he did, what he, you're banking on is in year two or three, you're going to be like, yeah, okay, I saw a little bit in year one. I really see it in year three. That's where you're going to be. That's where you're going
to
be.
So Baylor and Temple are the template that if even if he goes
– not necessarily because okay. Baylor won one game.
Well,
we're not going
to
win.
We're speaking to what we know by history and in what we expect. If the rebuild is complete and it's an eight-year project, then year one, based on his productivity before, says that you're going to win fewer games this year than you did this year.
But I just we're not Baylor or we're not Temple.
Okay, so they'll still be better. There'll be improvement even if
you'll see improvement. This ain't a win loss type of deal. This is like obviously didn't think that what Scott was doing was sustainable over like 5 or 6 years. So this is a sustainable type of move. You're not making a new coach. You're not hiring Luke Fickell and saying, okay, what is Wisconsin, 6 wins?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're at 6 wins.
I think 7.
You
got
to go to 10. You got to go to 10.
They just lost to Minnesota. So they're at 6. Nebraska was their 6th win.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost. So whatever they're at, right? They're not like, okay, well, if you win 6 wins, then it was not what we wanted. This is long-term. This is projecting what the new conference is going to be, how football could possibly change, who has a vision for the program, so forth and so on. So, you know, I mean, I just think what he's going to do, a lot depends on the staff, right? You could look at, okay, well, the few years he's at Carolina, they played legitimate defense when they're down there. You can make excuses or credit to where it didn't work out there. At the end of the day, you know, building lines is going to be different. How are they going to, you know, it could be as simple of going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. That could be immediate change because a 4-3 is easier to recruit to. It is. You can take a 6-3 Jay Foreman, 205, say 210 or whatever, right? In a couple years, I can be an open side end at 245. You know, you can take a guy that's 255, that's 6-4, 2 years later, he's a 3 technique, kind of like what Kansas State does. You can recruit. You can do that. So a lot depends on that along the line. The better you're on the offensive line, the defense line. Will you be a more of attacking type of defense, even if you're in a 3-4? Are you more of a 1-gap? That can show instant improvement. Are you more of a complex coverage team?
Are you an RPO team?
Are you
a zone read team?
Depends on who you're keeping, because you could look at Baylor, or when you look at he was at Temple, it was more of a play-action, efficient, passing game. Then they'll hit you over the top, right? They didn't have a lot of tight ends. We got some tight ends that can do some business.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You depend on the receivers and who we get, X, Y, and Z. You know, they had one really good offensive tackle in Dawkins. He's playing for the Bills. Really good special quarterback. That was a play-action quarterback, good deep thrower, but could kill you on the run. Go down to Baylor, more RPO, speed on the outside. Mm-hmm. It lets you know he can be multiple. But as long as, you know, the thing is going to be made or broken based on how we play up front, period. And it doesn't have to be Michigan. It doesn't have to be a replica of Wisconsin, but it can't be what it was.
I can't speculate or estimate what it looks like in June. I have no idea what the roster is going to look like, the coach staff is going to look like.
It's ever evolving. I mean, you could have a coach on your staff and go through whole spring, you know what I'm saying, and be getting ready to go. Somebody gets canned in the NFL or another college, they start calling, hey, we need an offensive coordinator. So you can go from a running backs coach. I'm just playing hypothetical. Running backs coach here, and I get hired, Nate, you running backs coach, I want you to be my offensive coordinator, an associate head coach or assistant head, whatever, you know what I mean. You got to go. So really what it's going to come down to is the constant effort of building from within, which is the lines. I can tell you this about Matt Rhule, and this is the closest that I can get to him until I can sit down and spread some ism on him. We'll do station ID, then we'll come right back.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM first. 93.7 The Ticket.
Is that, number one, he walked on at Penn State, you know. He was there in 94. I would tell him, you guys were undefeated, but you weren't close to a national champion. You guys played a cupcake schedule, but that's cool. It was great. You know, he walked on. The one thing I was told, homeboy knows the trenches now. That's factual. Three people told him he knows the trenches. Okay. So just that alone, the hands-on, knowing the trenches, what it's supposed to look like and what it takes to do it. Like you say, the actions have to, got to meet up with the words, then you'll be fine. Because everything else is going to come off of that. Now, how long it takes to get there just depends. Can you squeeze good juice out of these oranges and lemons here? Or whatever you want to, you know, whatever it is. Because I think, for me, if I was coming in, if they're the fighting foremans, I'm coming in and I'm laying down the law, right? And it's going to be hard, but I'm looking like, look, okay, I'm going to win the majority of the games with these guys on the roster next year, right? Because people get so enamored by the transfer portal, NIL, and think like everything that you get or you pay for is going to be 100%. The return on investment is not very high.
But that you can't say that about the players and then not say that about the coach. You just went into the coaching transfer portal and spent $9 million a year. And then to say that the return investment for year one can be whatever you claim it to be because you're comfortable with it doesn't make sense.
It makes a lot. Yeah, it does. Because you're asking him to push reset. So his resume.
The players are resetting. When they go into transfer portal, it's to reset.
But no, it's not. No, it's not. The transfer portal and turning pro is the fashionable way of quitting 95% of the time. There's so many people sitting in the portal right now for 2 or 3 years because if it was a reset, somebody would be resetting with you. It is a fashionable way to tapping out and quitting.
Coaches are gypsies now, man. They're moving. We're talking about a coach.
But we're talking about the transfer portal. You can't fault a man for taking a call and getting paid.
You can't fault the young man for doing that either.
Okay, how come there's 1,400 kids still in the transfer portal?
And how many coaches are sitting at home on their couches waiting for a phone call?
But this one is getting paid.
What? So the ones that get that hit the transfer,
coaches
the
are ones, getting hired to get fired.
Casey,
kids are willingly going in there.
That's just a weird vibe to me. I get what you're saying because
But it's the facts, though, dude. The transfer portal. What you pay for a guy in NIL? isn't based on what they've done, what you're guesstimating what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's done something before. So it's not even a fair comparison. That is not going to be how you're going to go get 60 guys next year. Say you get 60 new guys. That ain't, you might do it 1 year. It ain't gonna. That's not how you're going to be a sustainable program.
Let me be clear. There's nothing to like or not like about the Matt Rhule hire for me because it's not my job. It's not my job. I don't care who runs Nebraska football. I don't make the news. I report it. I talk about it. And to this point, all he did was come to a press conference. So do I evaluate him the hire on that, or do I wait until there's some results and
The easy question is this. 4 years down the road, do you think he'd win more games than the last guy? I'd be willing to bet $100. I'm not a better, but I'd bet $100, yes, in the discussion. Now, whatever they chose to pay him, that's your problem. That's not a Jay Foreman problem.
I don't have a problem. Look, my again.
But all I know is I'd be willing to bet there'd be more wins.
For Matt Rhule. I'm happy for Nebraska football and the athletic department because they did what they wanted to do. I'm happy for the fans who are happy about Matt Rhule being hired. I'm cool with that. My account and my sanity and my sleep at night are the same no matter who the head coach of Nebraska is. I make this clear to people. Y'all need to stop tripping about trying to put it on me that I had a preference. Listen.
Everybody's got a preference. No, but that don't mean that they can't
My
deal with
thoughts
it, though.
On who they hired doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not my thing. I'm asking you that to give me details on how you feel about it so I know, okay, from an intelligent, informed resource, respect I have for you and the way your brain works, I have to pick it because I need to get into the dark corners to understand. Right. Because you think about things differently. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm asking. 8-year contract isn't saying Trev ain't going to be sitting up there and be like, man, that was a great season. We went, 1-11. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's not even a legitimate question.
No,
and losses is different because it's no different than, like I say, that those the last 8 games. I'm not even going to count the Oklahoma game. So the last 8 games with Mickey looks significantly different than the first 4 in some of the games, even the previous 7 under Frost. The wins are the same, though, right? Because they win 3 games last year, the best 3-9 team ever. Mm. He went 3-5 here. But the 3-5 team looks a lot better than the 3-9 team. So the wins and losses, obviously, with the 8-year contract, if winning was like we got to win 9 games next year, then the contract would have probably been 4 years. That's just the way it is. And so – it's a process. And so they're looking for different things that we're not even going to understand on the radio because they have a different process to look at it. I just don't feel that you go to the transfer portal I think you go and get specialty items. If you're thinking about a butcher shop, I want to get some stone crab legs or I want to get like a special cut of meat. I don't think you get your everyday steak from there and your potatoes from there. Because what you're going to have to do, and that's what I'm assuming they're expecting Matt Rhule to do, is build a sustainable program to where you're not rebuilding every 3 or 4 years. Where you're able to reload, where you can be like, okay, DP has been the tight end for, he's a senior. Well, oh man, we've seen Nate Brennan. He's a freshman, got a little bit of time, but he's the next guy to take over. Just kind of like Lachey down out there at Iowa. The Porter's on the bench. Now you see the next guy coming. He's going to end up being probably a first, second round pick and be playing in the NFL pretty soon.
And they're a lot of that system and culture and coaching and
they're 20 some training. Years. They're 20 some years into Kurt Ferentz and their deal. Now, obviously, their offense needs some help, but just like the way that they play defense, they're able to plug and play because those guys are just in it.
And case in point, I don't have to agree with Kurt Ferentz to say that Kurt Ferentz is a good coach. Like, would I want –
there isn't a doubt that homeboy can coach. That's the thing. People Matt Rhule is a football coach.
Yeah, it's not – there's not a question that guy can coach.
So the fact that he is a coach and wants to coach and wants to be here and wants to do all the things that affect you how you coach, right, the fact that how you're evaluated as a coach, whether it's I'm not hiding from you, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be out doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's going to take him in his word. You can't be like Bill Callahan and, just be living out there and be, online shopping for your groceries, so forth and so on. With the respect, then those are the things that you need to do. That's what you have to do when you're a CEO. He's done it before.
I give him full credit for all of that. I say this. I'm here to talk about Nebraska. So what he did before, I have to look at, pay attention to. And then, as the mantra says, day by day, through his own words, he's a process man. I'm working from the process. All I can talk about with Matt Rhule and Nebraska is the fact that he's the new head coach and how much he gets paid and that he's changing the coaching staff. I don't know anything else about the current situation or the direction or the plan.
You're going to make some noise.
Yeah. He makes the noise, look, the rule is if I see something good, I say something good. When he does something good, I'll say something good. That's how simple this is. I'm not telling anybody how to feel. I haven't told anybody how to feel about this.
I don't have any feelings on it. I mean, if I had to give one, I'd be like, hey, look, man, you know.
Yeah.
You might have a preference not having Mickey Joseph. You could just go tell me to fly a kite. It wouldn't change my day anyways. I've done it. Look, dude, you here and I already done been here. Yeah. You know, and so
right?
I was like, you know, you probably need to find a way to try to work something out with Mickey. That's what it is. If you can't, then and Mickey decides to go other places, then you just wipe your hands and go about it. But besides that, look, man, he can coach. He's gonna coach. He wants to coach. I think that he's been in big places, you know, and so he's dealt with the pressures that you had to deal with, and that's part of it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to deal with the pressure, and there ain't no excuses? And so
he knows what's coming. He knows what he's walking into.
He knows what the paycheck, but I'm going to say this. As much as people are worried about what Mel Tucker's doing, you ain't worried about what Jim Fisher's doing. Jimbo Fisher, whatever his name is. You need to be worrying about in year two or three what Lincoln Riley's
like
doing.
Like I said, I ain't worried about none of the other stuff. What the guy does at Nebraska, because that's what we talk about every day, that's where my eyes and energy are focused.
So you can't dip your head in the sand, man.
No.
Some guys on the microphone around here, you can't be pushing it. Don't push the goal line back. The goal line, put it the same place. It's 100 yards, 10 yards in the end zone. You know, let him do it. I mean, he's going to do a good job.
I don't have – I've never once said Matt Rhule's not going to win games at Nebraska.
All right, listen here. I can tell you like this. You in year two and we only win in three games, I can tell you there's going to be a lot of sphincter muscle, whatever they call it, tight.
No, they're going to keep saying what's been said.
No,
oh, give him time.
Oh, no.
It's an eight-year peer.
No,
yeah,
If you up there still fumbling the ball when you're trying to get the game, it ain't going to be what you're
going to do. Go handle your business. Appreciate you, Jay Foreman. All right, now me and Nathan Brennan, we'll hold it down. We got a lot to talk about. It's Giving Tuesday. We need to do something with that. We'll continue this conversation with Matt Rhule because folks want to talk about it, so we will.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.